So eventually in life, you'll get to a point, if you really go into some meditation, that you're just walking through this dream life, this movie, this 3D version of a movie. And you're just like floating. It's like you're floating. And everything that you interact with, every person, place, thing. I just went to Walmart. And it's almost like it was surreal, because it's like everybody who shows up in your experience, part of the movie, you know? And so you interact with these people who are still in the 3D cares of this life, you know. In other words, what I'm saying is you're looking at life from the 5D, looking at it from the 3D, like you're just, you're looking, it's like if you wrote a book. It's like you wrote a movie and you played in the movie, and then after the movie's published, you go watch the movie, watching yourself in the movie. And you can actually change characters inside the movie. You can change jobs, change locations, change your sleep patterns. You can change your way of view if you renew your mind enough. Change the way you think. Change the way you deal with people. Notice if you deal with a narcissist, they're always trying to put you on the defense or something. Just don't be in the defense. Just use words that counteract their game, you know. Reverse it back on them. Really, the secret to the dealing with a narcissist or anybody, unless you're married to one of them, is die daily. Because if you're married to one of them, they're trying to kill you anyway. Believe it. If you're married to a narcissist, they're trying to take you out. If they can't vampire off of you, they're going to try to take you out. If you don't believe, if you don't look at them and worship them like they're something special, they're going to try to take you out. But when you step into that awareness and you're walking around dealing with people, you watch how they differ. They act different. Their clothes, their dress, their words, their body language, and it's like you've seen it 1,000 times, but they think they got something new, you know, which they don't. There's nothing new. How is it that doctors can diagnose a person? Because they've looked at too many cases and found out it's the same repeat pattern going over and over. You can actually self-diagnose yourself if you study enough and watch what happens when you eat certain foods or vitamins or amino acids or whatever. I'm at a stoplight on a main highway. It's a city highway. It's called Wendover, and I'm watching these two people pushing their carts. It looks like they live at the hotel, and they're pushing their carts over towards Walmart. Okay, so they got their clothes. They're pushing their carts across the street, and they've got their clothes in these. They're using these baskets to carry their clothes around. And they're stopping at the street corner to give to put a sign out. And they think they got something new. They don't. It's really amazing. When you see when you step into source code and then you look around you, look at yourself inside the game, inside the simulation, you look at yourself inside the simulation and you realize this whole time was a repeat simulation trying to wake you up to what's going on. It's a copy machine. I was thinking about, you know, if you go to any church and you say something about predicting the future, they'll call you a false prophet or whatever, even though the Bible's full of predictions. Even though we know the rapture's going to happen, we know the book of Revelation, we know the book of Daniel, we have the Holy Spirit, we're sealed until the day of redemption. If you say you can predict stuff, they call you a false prophet when you're not really doing anything they can't do. Everybody's doing it all the time. When you get in your car to go home, you're predicting how long it takes you to get home. Every moment of every day, you're predicting something. How long it takes you to get to work, how this food's going to taste, if you want to go here, what you got to do, the outcome before it happens. And most of the time, you're right. Most of the time, your predictions are right. It's going to take me 5 minutes to get home. Most of the time, you're right. But in the back of your mind, say, well, if traffic's bad, it might take me 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But most of the time, you're right down the line. You're actually predicting the future all the time. So when the presidential people look at the stars to predict the future, they're looking at repeat patterns, you know. Because if everything down here is a prediction, everything in the star repeats, every cycle repeats, it's already written, people. The Bible says it's written. You can watch somebody who's smoking 3 packs of cigarettes a day and you know they're going to get brown lung events. You can watch somebody who's drinking a 6-pack of beer every day, you know they're going to get cirrhosis of the liver eventually. You can predict it. You see somebody overeating all the time, they're going to gain weight. You can predict it. It's not rocket science. When you enter into this understanding that every moment is a prediction, the Bible's giving you the prediction, telling you what's going to happen before it happens. The Bible tells you about the hive mind in Revelation, the 7-year tribulation. Everybody takes the mark of the beast, which it's already here. It just hasn't culminated yet. Everything's a prediction. Everything's a foreknowledge. Everything's... foresight. And so, because somebody has used their mind to rightly divide 3D, they call you crazy. Because you can see the future before it happens, because it's actually happening now. And all the seeds are happening. You can look at your gas hand and know how many miles you can have before you're out of gas. You're predicting. You can look at the TikTok and what's popular and know how the younger generation is going to think, because what they're filling their mind with is just scrolling through the phone. You know how they're going to think. Predictions are normal. Foresight is normal. Not having foresight is abnormal. It's the flesh mind. It's just, you know, think about before you got saved. You was just doing whatever. You wasn't thinking about the consequences. You didn't know your left hand from your right hand. You didn't know what's going on. You didn't see the consequences. if almost every, pretty much everything that you do every day is a prediction. The Bible shows predictions of the future. Adam and Eve, the prophets of old, they predicted the future. If everything is a prediction, and if you break the word into parts, prediction, diction is word, pre-show. Pre-written, pre-said, pre-tell, foretell. You already know. You're just not exercising it. You have the mind to see this, but you're not exercising it because the distractions. It's right in front of us. I was wondering what my next revelation would be in this decoding process that I've been doing for the last 12 years, and it all came together. I was wondering what's the next thing I'm gonna learn, because I see it's just a repeat, deja vu every. And so the next thing that showed up was prediction, dictionary. To pre-say, pre-tell, foretell, beforehand. You know it beforehand. You already know. The Uber drivers know what I'm talking about. They know when it's going to be busy. They know when they're going to make more money. The businesses know what I'm talking about. The managers, the owners of the businesses. You already know it if you think about it. Because all you have to do is drive down the road, and you can predict if somebody's going to turn at the red light or go straight or run a red light. Every time you drive, you're predicting. Every time you walk, you're predicting. Everything you do is a prediction. The predictions show you what's going to happen, and it's happening. And it's like I say, it's happening all the time in front of you. If you are astute enough to pay attention, which you should be, because you're doing it anyway, then you should be able to predict what's going to happen before it happens. You already know. There's always a seed. There's always a precog. Like right now, today when I walked in Walmart. And this has happened for the last, really, 3 to 4 months. There's somebody from my past. I can predict this. There's somebody from my past trying to make a decision whether they need to contact me or not. Contact me again. I already see it. Predictions, foresight, insight. You've seen it before. Nothing new under the sun. Body language tells you. Friend or foe, body language, words, connotations. Everything's revealed. Unless they're good at hiding it. Everything's been revealed. Body language. You already know. Are they on your team or not on your team? You already know. Think about what they've said. How they've acted. Do they have your back or not? Think about how they've acted. Think about how they treat other people. The way they treat others is the way they'll treat you. Look at their character. It's all revealed, people. My stepmother said one time, And I'll never forget. She said, the way they treat others is the way they'll treat you. And I said, oh, that's a major, major, major data point in life. The way they treat others is the way they treat you. If you got some woman cheating on her husband trying to get in your door, if you take her in, she's going to cheat on you. Her character doesn't change. No matter if she thinks the grass is greener on the other side, you let her in the door, she's going to act the same with you as she did with him. And the vice versa for the women. If the woman dates some married man and she thinks he's lying to her and say that, blah, blah, blah. Because they always lying about their spouse just to get their foot in the door. They always lie. And so she thinks that man's going to leave his wife and treat her better than he treated his wife. That's the biggest, fattest lie that she would ever believe. About 6 months ago, some woman, she says, well, what does it mean that she said, I'm dating this guy and he's got this wife in another state. And I said, you already know the answer. You already know. Now she's living in a camper somewhere. Which, I mean, I'm not attacking anybody. I'm not on high horse. I just told her, I said, you already know the answer. You just don't want to face it. She knew. She said, ain't it narcissistic? I said, yeah, it's narcissistic. It's selfish. I said, if you really want to know the truth, it's just plain out selfishness, you know. But it's a power play. These people like that, the reason they date two or three people and they try to demoralize the other person is it's a power play, because deep down, they're afraid of being alone, so they're living so much fear of being alone, they date two or three so that they're not by themselves. And it's a power play to put their significant other under fear that they got somebody else, and they'll just leave them. See, it's mental, it's a sociopathic mind, it's psychopath. They're psychopaths, but they'll be sitting in the church, they'll be working good jobs, but they're psychopaths in their relationships because they can't be by themselves. Because they don't have any connection with God. It's nothing but a world perspective, you know. It's all about the world. They think like the hive mind, and that's how all the hive thinks. They're always trying to secure this network, but the whole time they're securing this network over here, they got another one they're trying to keep people apart from each other, because they're trying to keep this network going. Because they're living in fear. What's the opposite of fear? Faith. Opposite of fear is faith. That's what's happening.